The Sacred and the Common. Writing in these lines of instruction and warning, she was firm and unmistakably clear. Her message was a decided one. In contrast, when her advice was sought by various individuals on all types of often mundane matters, she exercised great caution. To an old friend seeking advice on whether she should secure a home of her own, she wrote on October 17th. I would be very glad to advise you, but as I am not on the ground, I would not draw a bow at a venture. One thing I would advise: if you purchase, get a home built if you can, for the time of building and the money invested makes quite an outgo of means. Earlier in the year, she pointed out the care she must make in answering questions. I find myself frequently placed where I dare give neither assent nor dissent to propositions that are submitted to me, for there is danger that any words I may speak shall be reported as something that the Lord has given me. It is not always safe for me to express my own judgment, for sometimes when someone wishes to carry out his own purpose, he will regard any favorable word I may speak as special light from the Lord. I shall be cautious in all my movements. 2 years later, she was to speak of the sacred and the common in her work.